Hello, sacred beings. Welcome to Sacred Sister Podcast. Join us as we normalize the magic and sacralize the mundane.
Expanding consciousness and deepening awareness to support you in leading a life full of healing, meaning, and magic.
I'm your host, Britt Lynn, energetic cartographer and personal transformation coach.
I'm your host, Tana Lina, a certified astrologer, rebirth coach, and sorceress.
If you're brand new here, welcome, beloved. We are so grateful, so happy to have you here. If you're a seasoned sacred being, welcome back. Thank you so much for your support, for your listenership, and we look forward to seeing you in the show.
Let's dive in.
Everyone, hello, Hannah. Welcome to the first intro episode of season 6.
Oh, hello, Britt. I'm so excited that we're here. We're so excited for season 6 to come out. Oh, wow.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you to each and every one of you who are joining us here. Really, we just want to do a little bit of housekeeping. There are some changes now in season 6, and we want to make you aware of what those are. We're super excited about them, and we want to talk a little bit about what the energy of the season is going to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just love how we have each season connected to the tarot and astrology and numerology. And now season 6 is the lovers, mm-hmm. and really bringing in that masculine and feminine energy, that balance, that unity, and that those shifts that are happening right now, I feel like are all in line with just creating this more organized and more aligned way of, yeah, this new season that we're diving into.
Yes. And in full transparency, this was supposed to come out yesterday on Cinco de Mayo. We said in the last episode of last season that it was coming out May 5th. And then I posted it on Instagram stories yesterday. It's launching today. And you know what? After so much like back and forth between Hannah and I, we just really dove deep inside of ourselves and allowed ourselves to choose integrity. And I feel like that is exactly what the lover's season is all about too, really allowing ourselves not to settle for less and to truly have that conscious choice and the personal power for what it is that we're exerting our energy to, and really being in alignment with that unapologetically.
Yes. And one of the things that you've already heard that are one of these new changes that are coming in is the intro. We have a new intro and we're so excited. Britt's husband created it for us, and I just love it so much. And I feel like it embodies the spirit of Sacred Sister Podcast.
Yes. Is it not such a vibe? Can we all just like hold a quick moment to reflect on what a vibe that was? So much thanks to my king, to my lover.
Here we are.
Here we are. Yeah. So let's get into some of the changes that are upcoming now for season 6.
Yeah. So one of the other pieces is to, after this dope intro, we are going directly into the episode with our guests. And you know it from former seasons that usually Britt was the one introducing the guest and sharing a little bit about the backstory. And then I was doing the inner blueprint reading, and that was all made post-production. And then we went into the guest recording, but now we're actually diving right into the episode. And which I'm really excited about, we are actually implementing the inner blueprint reading within the episode, and we're having conversation with the guest about their inner blueprint and how it shows up in their lives. And Britt is bringing in her insight as well. So I feel like it's just going deeper from here on.
Yeah, I think so too. It makes things a lot easier on Hannah and I as well, like to be totally honest, because it takes a lot of time and a lot of energy to do those intros for Hannah to do the inner blueprint reading and really a main vein of our lives. And this even fits into the collective consciousness because we're all in a personal year six as a collective right now, mm-hmm. really like coming into the discernment of again, where our energy output is. And if there are any stray energy points that are taking away from the magnitude of the whole, are there any ways that we can enact that Virgo energy inside of ourselves and discern, what do I have to clean up on right now? Mm-hmm. How can I make things easier on myself?
Yes. And to ultimately be of higher sacred service through that, because when we let go of these pieces that don't fully resonate anymore, we can put more energy into the pieces that are fully resonating, that are fully aligned. And therefore our channel widens and we are of deeper service. And so this number six, the season six, is stepping into higher service. We're having such amazing guests that are going to be on that are really helping us to dive deeper into who am I? How am I showing up in this world? How can I embody more of who I am and embody my values too? Like we have Bohemian Folk Clothing, a designer on the show with about high frequency, slow fashion, you know, like really diving into, okay, how does that look like in the physical world? Like all the spiritual stuff that we talked about in these former seasons, how can I bring it down into the physical, which is that sixth energy of Mother Earth, that mundane, sacralizing the mundane, how can I bring it back down? And yeah, super excited about everything that's to come.
I know. This is like one of the more beautiful starts to a season that we've had. Like sometimes we get on and we're not 100% sure all the guests that are going to be on the season, but we already have like 7 scheduled interviews and we have just a couple more that basically we're kind of like full on our guest episodes this season, which is the first time that this has ever happened. But it also gives us such great clarity on what's to come this season. Mm-hmm. Hannah mentioned the Bohemian Folk Clothing founder, Leslie, that we're going to have on. I've been investing in conscious clothing for a long time, and we're so excited to bring like such a monolith figure in the realm of botanical dyed, handmade clothing, slow fashion clothing to the forefront. We also have Cher Jolene that we've already recorded the episode with. We're talking about forming prayer and activating the divine genome with her. We're talking with this beautiful goddess Peyton about the Temple of Enchantment. We're talking about New Age to Christianity and back to finding personal truth with this woman, Whitney. And then we featured Alex Zek and his beautiful sister sibling, Emma Lume. She is going to be on and we're going to be neutralizing spiritual depictions and goddess embodiment perceptions. Hannah, do you want to talk about Emily?
Yes, Emily Gregor is going to be on. She is actually the founder of a micro school called Rainbow Room that my daughter is a part of. And she's here on many boards, really advocating for the new school system, like a new way of educating and raising our children in this new world. And that's also part of really bringing that, all these aspects, that spiritual part of like, who are we on the deepest level and how can we support each other and support the next generation to be their authentic selves, mm-hmm. and not fall into these old toxic roles that just no longer align with where we're going as a whole.
That's like some of the most grounding work that you could do as a conscious parent. Would you agree?
Yeah, for sure.
Truly making those steps. And then you're also able to connect with conscious community as a result of your daughter going to this micro school.
Exactly. Yeah, it's so much fun. Yeah, we have this whole community vibe going on every week. We're all meeting up, all the parents know each other, and we are all on the same level in a ways that we are more conscious of our choices, mm-hmm. and we're not just following the common narrative, but we're rather making intentional decisions for our children and for our family. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. You know, that's really cool. I don't have children yet. And I'm sure there are a lot of listeners who don't have children yet, but especially for people like us, I can sometimes feel into the cynicism of living in a city and being like, oh, I can't wait to go and move someplace where there is a more conscious community. But hello, it's like we live in Las Vegas, Nevada right now, like the city of sin, as it were. And this beautiful, it's like you never know that these gems and these treasures and these pockets of purity exist within these really entertainment driven, like, you know, kind of like mainstream society cities that a lot of us do live in. And it just brings us back to a place of like, oh yeah, how curious have I gotten in the place that I live? Totally. How much do I think that conscious community doesn't exist, but maybe like reflecting on how much energy you've actually exerted to actually going to some events that are going on. Cause I freaking guarantee you there's probably some, however underground it is, whether it's two sisters like me and Hannah at the very beginning, whoa, getting together and saying, oh, I really enjoyed it. Hey, Casso.
Casso wants to be part of it too.
He does.
Yeah. I feel like it comes down to that discernment part. What is my way of showing up? Because even if there were no other person that is necessarily doing what I'm seeking, maybe it's because that's what I'm meant to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like just with Emily, she created her own micro school. It's literally in her house.
Mm-hmm.
And her house is a children's paradise. Like it's Montessori, Waldorf inspired and all child led activities. And I mean, she created her own dream. And I feel like this is what the season 6 is about too. Mm-hmm. Really feeling into, okay, what is missing in my life? What do I seek? What do I need? And instead of putting it outside of ourselves, thinking someone else should be doing it, or I have to seek it outside of myself, looking into within oneself and seeing, okay, well, how can I contribute to birthing this into my reality in whatever way it may come through?
Yes. Absolutely, toward nourishing and cultivating the space that I seek to dwell in, right? It's creating the heaven on earth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Creating heaven on earth. So I would feel incomplete without also mentioning that we're going to have on Chris O'Brien, who is the Water Priestess's partner. We had the Water Priestess on law, rights, and water law. And rights. Oh my gosh. That was one of the most popular episodes of last season. So we're
that
having
was deep.
So deep. Good. Yeah. If you haven't listened to it, go listen to it after this. But we're going to be talking about upgrading your language and really utilizing and being conscious, ultra conscious of the language that we use. Mm-hmm. And then we're also featuring Brandon Bozarth in an episode on self-inquiry. And Brandon Bozarth, we were tuned into from Aaron Abke, who we also had on in season 4, and Aaron and Brandon host almost like a conscious streaming network where they have different programs where they're releasing a lot of really conscious content. So we're very, very excited to have Brandon on as well.
Beautiful.
It's a good season, y'all.
Oh, yes, it is. And then we have another little piece that is a little bit different from all of our other episodes. And there's going to be a part that is like almost like the secret sacred sister part where we go into the deepest juice of it all. And that's going to be especially available for our sacred sisters on our Patreon. That's the community that we're building. And again, we are intending this conscious community where we gather together and we can really connect with you on a deeper level intentionally, and you can share your stories too, and we get to know you as a listener on a deeper level as well, and we can just dive deeper. I keep saying deep, but I just love the word deep, so I'm like, we're just going deep this season.
Depth is the name of the game. Yeah, I love that. You know, we really have touched on the archetype of the lovers and bridging of the feminine and masculine energies, sacralizing the mundane, we talked about unionizing all these different aspects within our own selves, and also unionizing who it is that we are, and being able to find resonant ways to blend and merge ourselves with the surroundings, the city, the community, whatever it is that we want to be a part of, not seeing ourselves as separate, finding harmony, really, finding healing. And in this moment, I really just want to lift us up in a moment of presence, each and every one of you that are here listening with us now. It is such a wild dream for both Hannah and myself to be in the sixth season of what was just a wild dream in 2019. It is so beautiful. We have crossed many, many beautiful milestones that I literally could never have imagined. And the beautiful part is we're just getting started. Each and every one of these seasons has pressed us into new ventures within ourselves in terms of clarity and communication. And really, like, in order to sit with the people that we sit with, we have to go so deep and dive so deep inside of ourselves. So this whole platform, Sacred Sister Podcast, has been such an evolutionary piece of our own lives and our own businesses. So we really just want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you so much. If you're a longtime listener, if this is your brand new, like, very first episode, like, let's fucking ride, family. You are the sacred beings that we come to spend time with and sit with. So thank you for being here. And actually, there's another piece of the lovers that I want to bring in. So I am a lover of Kim Kranz decks. Kim Kranz created the wild unknown. No, that's one of my favorite podcasts. It's The Wild Within. What is that? The tarot deck. I always get it confused. The Wild Unknown Tarot. But it's The Wild Within. No, it's The Wild Unknown Tarot. Okay. One of my favorite podcasts is named something very similar. But Kim Kranz creates these really beautiful oracle and tarot decks. And one of my favorites, one of the ones that's really transformed my life, is called the Archetypes deck. And within the Archetypes deck, there is a lover's card. And I really wanted to just read this guidebook description of the lovers for us to sink even more deeply into the energy that's going to hold us in this container this season. So I invite you, if you're not already, come into a comfortable seat, take a big breath in and a long sigh out. The lover keywords are the heart, the beloved, the devoted. Pulsing through the heart of the lover is gratitude. The lover appreciates and experiences the world through the senses, reveling in beauty, song, art, music, sense, and sensuality. This energy awakens at the tip of our tongue when we taste the sweetness of honey, kiss a lover, or speak gentle words to a child. The lover lingers in foreplay, aroused not by getting there, but by the slow merging of self and other. This energy is usually experienced for short periods of time, as in order to feel it, we must be fully present and awake, with no expectations or rules about what should be. Rather, the lover is in awe of the world and what the world presents, reveling in the glorious details, grateful to savor every last drop of life's offerings. So when it's in the light, this looks like connection, expansion, devotion, and awe. And when it's in the dark, this looks like indulgence, attachment, and obsession. It says the lover is present everywhere, not just found where conventional forms of pleasure and beauty are found. The lover's awe is unconditional. And on the other side, it says, when you hold someone's gaze for several moments, you'll feel the lover within you awaken. It is common to seek the lover in another. The true gift is finding the lover in yourself.
Oh my gosh. I love that so much. Like everything, it explains everything that we just talked about in season 6. It's just perfectly aligned, like really savoring every bits of this beautiful experience here on earth and bringing, creating heaven on earth, remembering who we truly are. And really allowing ourselves to be the lover of ourselves, of earth, and of each other.
I feel like this is like the most exalted Virgo energy that we're holding here. You know what I was thinking of? How many people have like not a lot of friends to really get deep with and to like be having this really deep conversation? I was like, oh, that's who you and I are. I know. We're the sacred sisters to these people.
I always see us as like the deep divers, you know, like people like go into scuba diving and we're like, all right, come on in. We're get you all geared up and we're gonna dive deep and you see like what's beneath it all, the magic and mysteries of life and how it all relates to your physical way of living.
I just thought of Sebastian under the sea. Totally. Oh my gosh, my loves, we are going to have so much fun this season. If you haven't subscribed to Sacred Sister Podcast on the listening app that you tune into this from, please go and do so now so that you do not miss when we are uploading brand new videos. Or not videos, but we also are going to be streaming these on YouTube as well. So I might as well plug that. That's a change.
That's a change. Yes.
That's a change. So if you're a visual learner and you want to see our faces, go join us over there on YouTube, but also mainly I was talking about subscribing on the apps, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, whatever that is.
Yes, beautiful. And if you are resonating with our content and you've been listening to it and you love it, please rate, give us a rating, give us a review. We always love reading those. It gives us such a little happy dance. And also it really brings up the podcast into a higher ranking so that more people can find it as well. So we can really share this magic with more sacred sisters and brothers and beings all around the world.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of sharing with others, feel free to even think right now of your sacred sister, sacred brother, sacred being in your life who you feel would benefit from the words and the messages, the vibration and the energy that we hold here, and feel free to send it to them. You have no idea the impact that you could make on someone, the change that you might bring to their day just by simply sharing.
Totally. And that just reminded me, if you haven't already, follow us on Instagram, Sacred Sister Podcast, because we've been dropping reels. There are so many good ones that are still in the line of being dropped. And we're having a lot of fun with those. And also, we're going to be sharing like our personal insights within the Instagram story too, since we don't have that piece anymore within the episode. We're going to share that on Instagram. So at Sacred Sister Podcast, we will see you there.
Yay. Beautiful. So we'll see you next week with Cher Jolene on bridging science and spirituality, forming prayer, and activating the divine genome within.
Oh, it's such a fire episode. Oh my gosh. So excited.
So juicy.
Yeah. Super juicy.
All right, my love. Beloveds, have a wonderful rest of your day. Hannah, love you so much. Talk to you soon. And yeah, we'll see all of you soon.
Mm-hmm.
Namaste.
Bye-bye. Namaste.